कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरयायुः पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वो विनयो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवां त्वया विना इति विज्ञायराहे तं नयमाम् First of all, my millions and millions of Dandavat Pranati Pushpanjali in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Praveshtum Vishnupa Astotar Shasvar Bhakti Pratyan Kesho Goswami and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Praveshtum Vishnupa Sishmat Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. Now, you should all come with me in Dwarka. With the course of Brahmins in Dwarka, so many bad things coming, unless precious things coming, jackals, dogs weeping everywhere. From a sky, blood coming as a rain. Krishna called all the Jadubansi, Jado, and told, very unauspicious, we cannot remove the cause of Brahmins. Our dynasty is going to be destroyed. Better we should give up this place, our abode Dwarka, and we should go to Prabhas Tirtha, where great sages from ancient time they live there and they meditate Krishna and meditate Bhagavan, God, and they are happy there. So we must go there. Only to save us, only we should go there and we should do fire sacrifices. And after that we should feed Brahmins very delicious Mahaprasadam. And by their grace we can across the Abhisha. Course of Brahmins. Otherwise no. Any other. Then all Jadubansi became very happy and they agree. Then Krishna told that at once you should take your family and sons and all in chariots. And I am also being ready and also going there. In the meantime, they all were engaged in keeping their sons, daughter and others in chariots. And Krishna was sitting in a very nirjan pradesh, in a solitary place. Uddhav, searching him, came at that. And weeping, he began to tell, "Oh, Prabhu, what I am seeing, I am thinking that now you are going to finish, or you are preparing to leave this world forever. please take me also with you. Without you, I cannot be there. Anyway, Krishna told, oh, you will have to live here. Keep in your heart me always. Always see me in your heart. And be detached from worldly things. And especially you have no marriage, no daughter, sons. So, being one pointed to me, you should travel whole world. Especially, you must go to Himalaya, Badri Narayan, Nag Narayan Ashram, Badrika Ashram. Uddhava told, please give me some instructions that I can be there. Artfully I can travel whole world, singing your glories everywhere. Then Krishna began to tell, always keep me in your heart, and you should know that in this world all living entities, they eat other living entity. Those who have two legs, they take others' meat anyhow. And I have srishti kiya hai. I have created two legged persons, three, four, five more. This human body is very dear to me. Even demigods, they want this human body form. But it is not available for them. Now, those who live in this world, especially human forms, very, very rare, if anyhow, by mercy, they have received it. But it is only for few days or years. It is nashvar, perishable. You should know. And those who have taken birth, after some time they must be old. And in old age, so many rogues will come. Diseases will come. And sons will what? Will not obey you and disturb you. They may tell that go out of our house. So I tell you to be detached from world. And inside, keeping me, you should travel in this world, singing my glory. In this connection, Rishi Maharshi of old time, they tell one history. Once Jadu Maharaj a very religious person, king. He met a very young rishi. Name was Dattatreya. He was quite naked, young, but he was young, but naked. Nothing, he had nothing. Alone, traveling whole world. He also, if didn't knew that where to go, but where his feet were going, he used to go. Anywhere not attached. He was so happy. And he was also very healthy. Chatur Maharaj saw him and did pranam. And by folding his hand, asked him, "O Prabhu, you are really a rishi and muni. I see that you have nothing, that you call that this is mine. You are quite naked, no clothes and anything. But you are so happy. How you are happy? In this world, the person, human being, they want wealth, they want qualified wife, children, and position, good position. So they, having all these things, even they are not happy. So please tell me why you are so happy seeing this. Hearing this, Dattatreya was very kind. He never used to talk with anyone, only traveling. But today, hearing the question of King Jadu, he became very merciful and began to tell that, "O King, I have met 24 gurus, and by them I learned so many things, and that is why I am traveling in whole world without any attachment, having nothing to eat or anything. By chance anything comes, I eat, or never, I wait for them. I know that whether we want suffering or not, it must come. So if happiness, food is there, it must come. Why should I be worried? And that is why I am happy." Why Krishna is telling all these things to Uddhava? "Oh, you should be like that. And why myself is telling to you all? You know that you should be like that. Then you can be happy. If you desire wealth, if you desire high position, so many things, you want to collect so much money to be happy, oh, you cannot be happy. So, he is telling that my guru are 24 earth.
So the 24 gurus, which have been mentioned by this great sage, Dattatreya, which Srila Gurudev is now going to instruct us on from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, these are the 24 gurus which this great sage explained to King Yadu, Maharaj Yadu. He said, I have taken shelter of 24 gurus, who are the following: the earth, the air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon and python, the sea, the moth, the honeybee, the elephant, and the honey thief, the deer, the fish, the prostitute named Pingala, the Kurara bird, and the child, and the young girl, the arrow maker, the serpent, the spider, and the wasp. My dear king, by studying their activities, I have learned the science of the self. Please listen, O son of Maharaj Yayati, O tiger among men, as I explain to you what I have learned from each of these gurus.
But you're sort of here, being one pointed. What hearing? Try to follow in your life. Not like hearing from this ear and going from that ear. Whatever you hear, you should try to promise that as much as possible, I will try to follow all these instructions. So he began to tell what he had learned from all these gurus. You know that Diksha Guru 1, Malli, and Siksha Guru may be so many. But all Siksha Guru should be like Diksha Guru in one line. If Diksha Gurus are of so many kinds, other paths, they are not really Siksha Guru. What he is telling here, they are not really like Siksha Guru, but he thinks that they are Siksha Guru. Tree is not Siksha Guru. Air is not Siksha Guru. But anyone can think, oh, he is my Siksha Guru tree. As Tina Dapi Sune Chena Taro Rapi Sai. Because we can learn something to be tolerant. So we can think them good. So in this way he is thinking 24. They are not speaking. They will not speak. But by their actions he is thinking like so. So we must also follow these instructions. Oh, I have taken Siksha instructions from this earth. Earth has so tolerance quality. If you can dig anywhere, you can do pass urine or latrine, you can do anything, but earth will not tell anything. She will tolerate. So, a buddhiman purush, intelligent person, so in any case, if any suffering comes, he should not be upset, disturbed. from earth, trees are coming, mountains are coming. We should learn how to be tolerant. A tree never wants any water or anything. If in dry season a tree is going to be dry, even does not ask, oh, give me water. If you go there, it will give shade, through sheetal shade. Pulling shade. You can cut the branches of tree. You can make so many tables and cot or anything from here, their roots. If you will throw any stone, they will give their fruits to you. If you will cut their branches, they will never tell that don't cut. So a Vaishnava should be tolerant like tree. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, if you want to chant name, and by that name you want to have fame, then O Raya Ramananda and Sarupa Damodar, you should hear. Kirupe laile naam, prem upajaya. In what way we should chant name, that, oh, very soon Krishna prem will come. Ina tapi suni chena. More sunij, humble than a blade of cloth. If you will put your feet on that, they will be down, and after that again they will step. But Vaishnava always very, very humble. You should all try to be humble like a blade of grass. We should learn it in our life. And Taro Rapi Sahishnuna, I have told about trees. More tolerant than trees. As a bark of tree, a branch of tree, a seed of tree, a fruit of a tree, everything is for others. Our intelligence, our wealth, our position, everything should think be for others. Vaishnava always, they are alive only for the others, otherwise no use. When they travel here and there, only for others. Narad, Rishi has nothing to take anything from worldly person, but he goes door to door for glorifying Krishna, how they will be liberated and how they will have Krishna. Vidatapi sunechana, tarurapi sahishna, amanina, manadena. Don't ask any, don't want your glory, but give proper honor to all, because Krishna is there in their heart. Always. Yesterday I told you, you should do pranam to all the trees, creepers, persons here, there, because Krishna is there, or Krishna used. If you are doing archan, but not honoring Vaishnava or others, or your archan is in vain. Arthinam, amaninam, manade. Give always glory to, glorify others. Oh, I have learned something from here. air has no gandha, a smell. But where she goes, oh, it may be stool, urine, any rotten thing, she takes that bad smell. And when he goes to work in forest, throw beautiful flowers like lotus, belly, chameli, it takes his fragrance. And after that, she gives up everything and always pure. So we should be like that. So we should meet with so many persons, deal with so many visa. Visa means subject matters. But don't be attached to anyone. Never. Only you should not see any person, any quality or disquality in of this world. You can see whether he is doing bhajan or no. Only don't criticize anyone if he is a person that he should be chastised. But even we should not see his all bad qualities, and we should not criticize him. Only we can give up his association. But don't criticize anyone. Even a person is wretched, even if you would do, all his bad qualities will come in you. Learn from water. Water is my Shiksha Guru. As water is always Nirmal, pure, Snigdha, and always sweet. And by taking bath, purify. As in India, Bhagavati Ganga, if you will take bath, you will remember even Ganges, then you will be pure. So a sadhak should be always pure. How? Not by taking bath, but not always thinking about Visha, worldly things, not always thinking. Always meditate on Krishna. Don't meditate on all these worldly things. If a person is like that, he can purify the whole world. Or I have learned from fire. As fire, as fire. Oh, Padmanabhara. What fire? What taking farm for? 45.
So regarding the guru, they
teaching from sun. As sun takes water from pond, rivers, big ocean purifies it, and when time comes, oh, he gives it to whole world. And by that water we are living. In this way, a sadhak person, a devotee should be like that. What he collects, wealth or anything, at another time he should distribute among all who needs. They should not be attached in that wealth. Like sun, they should distribute, they should donate it. Otherwise, they'll be attached to them and they will die. Oh, and learn something from a peasant. You, Damodar Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. So, one time, Dattatreyaji, he saw there were two pigeons. So one male pigeon and one female pigeon.
We should always remember that how the pigeon whole family was finished, because they were so much attached. We should not be attached to our house members. We should support and nourish them as his devotees, but never attached. One day we will have to die, they will die also. For them, we should not be lament. Always see that they never die, they change their soul is permanent, transcendental. He has no birth, no death, nothing. So always remember. But at the time of any relative death, oh, as soon as he will die, you will begin to cry. At that time, you should keep in mind all these things. So, a wise person, a devotee should not be attached to their children's wife and relatives. But they can be with him without attachment. They can help them as a devotee. Shyamrani, Pingala.
Sage Dattatreya, namely Pingala. He has already discussed how we should follow the examples of the air and the mountain and the trees and the earth, and how we should not follow the example of the pigeons, how we should follow the example of the sun, and so many other others are discussed in between, like the fish and the honeybee and the young girl who wore bracelets. But Gurudev is skipping a little to the prostitute Pingala. It so happened that this prostitute Pingala had some association with Dattatreya. He came and stayed in her home and she served him. And because of that service to the great saintly person, we know the verse, Sadhu Sangha Shava Shastra Koi Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhi Hoi. By a moment's or 11th of a second association with a pure devotee, all Shastras say that one could become free from all ignorance, all misery, and actually develop the qualities that are mentioned in these 24 gurus. So Pingala, because of her association with the Dattatreya, she also got so many realizations. As prostitutes normally do, she was very anxious about money. And her means of livelihood would be to attract men to her home. They would give her money and engage in sense gratification with her. So one night, when Dattatreya was inside her house, she was doing her usual outside the house activities of waiting for men and taking many, many different, very alluring postures to attract them. But nobody was coming that night. So gradually, as failure is sometimes the pillar of success, her life began to become successful. She stood in the doorway, and many, many men came and went, walking by her house. She began to get very frustrated. This was the source of her livelihood. And therefore, she anxiously began to think, maybe this one will come. Well, he looks pretty rich. Well, maybe that one. But she kept getting more and more frustrated. So thus, in vain hope, she began leaning against the doorway. And out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out into the street, sometimes go back into her house. And finally, on that very night, as the night wore on, because of her intense desire for money, gradually she became so morose that she could no longer tolerate it. And by that suffering and intolerance, because of the association of the sage Dattatreya, she gradually started becoming detached. Krishna creates this material world with so much suffering so that we'll be detached. The government creates prison houses, so that we'll suffer there, so we'll gradually come to understand, why should I act outside the government of the law? I should be a good citizen. So gradually, she was so disappointed that she began to feel great detachment from her situation. She began to feel complete disgust with her whole material situation, and became indifferent to it. Detachment acts like a sword, which cuts away the binding network of fruitive activities. And she began to speak just like a saintly person. She began to realize that what is the use of any sense gratificatory association with the opposite sex. And she said to herself, just see how greatly I've been illusioned, because I cannot control my mind. Just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure with insignificant men. And then she began to describe what these so-called men actually were. As it stated earlier, in the discussion with the nine yogendras, Pipala Rishi told King Naimi, when he asked, how can even a foolish person attain liberation, which is very, very difficult for one who has an uncontrolled mind to do? And he answered that conditioned souls take the roles of men and women and try to enjoy sense pleasure. But the more they try, the more they become miserable. That's the nature of everything in the material world. So now Pingla, by the mercy of the sage, is getting realization that I am the soul, I'm not this body. How could I have been attracted to men, which is just a bunch of bones forming spines and ribs and arms and legs, just like beams and cross beams and pillars of a house, covered by some skin and some hair and some foul substances. Our Prabhupada said that this body, which we are soaping so nicely, is just pus, blood, stool, and urine, and when it dies, it becomes either the stool of an animal, or if insects come out of it, or it becomes dust. So she began thinking that how can I expect love in this situation? Then she became to get very, very intelligent. And she said, what is my foolishness? And what is the cause of my suffering? That I have neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who awards everything, even our original spiritual form. And instead, I've desired sense gratification with men. Now that I've understood this, now I'm completely satisfied with full faith in the Lord's mercy that He's arranged all this for me. He's arranged the suffering. He's arranged my association with this great sage. Therefore, I will now maintain myself with any money that comes of its own accord, just like Gurudev was explaining about the other 24 gurus, like the python. Something may come or not come, and he's satisfied. I shall enjoy life only with the Lord. He is the only source of love and happiness. So then the Avadhut concluded, and because it was by his mercy, now her mind was completely made up. She cut off all sinful desires to enjoy sex life with lovers, and fully peaceful, she just went home and peacefully went to sleep. So Gurudev said, this is by the mercy of the sage, and now she is also one of the 24 gurus. Thank you.
So he told Pingla his a very pitiful prostitute, young age, and he was sitting on his place, decorating herself, that this person will come and give me money, that no love and affection for anyone, love and affection for only money. So whole night, up till midnight, she was waiting. This will come and give me money. Oh, none came to her. Oh, then he became detached and thought, if I will meditate on Krishna, oh, my life will be successful. What these persons can give? They can give nothing. I have thought that this body is very beautiful, but what is it? What it is? A bag of urine, stool, blood, so many things, bad things. From outside it looks like that, but it is emptor always. So I am thinking this body. So we should not think this body myself. Don't be attached to this. Don't have any desire to have anything from anyone. If you are, you have devotion to Krishna, He will give everything that anyone in this world can do. If you have hope, you are Sharanagat to Krishna, then why to bother? Why to worry for these all these? Don't be worried. And then a madhu and honey taker person, you.
Om Nagyana Timirandhas Yamanyama Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha.
As your heart from Srila Gurudev, Riyadu Mahat, sorry, Dattatreya, he not made them Siksha Guru. They are not giving any instruction to him, but seeing their action, he takes some instruction from them. Why Krishna is telling to Uddhava and why Gurudev is telling to us? Because there are so many instructions from there, then we can accept that instruction and we can behave in our life, then our life will be successful and be happy. So Krishna uselessly not telling to Uddhava. There is some hidden meaning there that all living entity, if they accept all these things, their life will be successful and peaceful and their mind will not be bothered to them. So just you have heard from Srila Gurudev and other Vaishnavas about 24 gurus of Dattatreya Rishi. So now Gurudev told about honey collector. Now honey collector, they are collecting honey here and there. Honey collector connected with honey bee. What honey bee is doing? Honey bees are doing. They are flying one part to another flower, not making any harm of the flower. They are collecting honey. And what they are doing? Bringing honey from distance and keeping in their beehive. Or we'll take later in winter season where there is no flower. They are bringing here and there, collecting and depositing there. And honey collector, they are also searching where is honey bee. And honey bee, they are not putting honey always around whole year. A certain time they collect honey and keep there, other time they eat it, drink it. So honey collector, they are very expert. Where is honey, they are searching. And where they are doing? They are going there and collecting honey. And they squeeze the honey beehive, by that honey, the honey bee also spoil, finish their life. In same way, if we only collect and collect, if somebody understands, any gangster, that you have so much wealth, somehow or other they came to know, and if you not give them, they will by force take it, in the point of gun, and here and at the end, they will finish you too. In honey collector, what they are doing? They are collecting honey for themselves, not for others. For what purpose? For making money. In same way, in this world, to maintain our life, we have to collect some money. Without money, we could not come here in Gurudev Vyas Puja, could not go here and there. Something needed to maintain our life. If you collect too much, and what? Collect it for yourself, not donating to others. Just like you have heard from Srila Gurudev, son collecting water from here and there, from bad place and good place, even from ocean, and purifying it and sowing in this world where it is needed. In same way, okay, you can collect money, but time to time you have to donate this for the service of Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. If you are not do so, nobody knows when our death will come. Parikshit Maharaj is certain for 7 days will alive. None can say when our death will come. Maybe next moment someone can die, one day, 2 days, any time you can die. Anyone can die, none can say. So if you donate something for the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, then by that you'll get Sukriti. And next birth you get again human beings and you can do bhajan. So Mahaprabhu has told in Rupsik Chan Chaitanya Chaitamritam how to maintain his household life. You have to collect some, you have to deposit some for future, have to maintain something for your children and have to donate something for Hari Guru Vaishnava. If you do so, then your life will be successful and your mind will not be disturbed to you. Otherwise, you have to finish like your own life, like honey collector finishing honeybee's life. So we have to collect such a way that not make any harm for others. Like business person, and others, they are selling their products and making some profit, but not too much, because oh, we have to must have to pay like this much, then you could not be in competition market. So like honeybee is collecting here and there little bit, by this way you have to collect little and have to deposit for yourself, which Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami Pad in Rupa Siksha for whole householder, and have to donate. Otherwise your life will be spoiled, and which money you will left over, it will go to government. Neither you get your benefit and nor your dynasty get any benefit. So if you do this for service of Hari Guru Vaishnava, then next part you must come in human beings and do bhajan again, come in proper line. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalvata Rupas Jatika Sindhu Bhaya Vata Kuntaran Kavamit Bhoos.
Then Sannyasi again began to tell, I met elephant my guru, Siksha Guru. Elephant are very, very attached to their wives. In forest, so many persons go to help elephant from there. They have trained Hathini, sea elephant. And then they make a very big pit covered with green branches of trees. And then trained sea elephant goes to wild elephants, very, very strong. And then he becomes attached to that. And then sea elephant pushes elephant and she comes in the pit. They don't give anything to eat for so many days. And when he becomes very weak, then same sea elephant goes there with a iron chain and she gives in the feet and in the neck of that elephant, and then they take it out and they trend him and then say. So we should not be even touch a lady made by wooden, even especially those who are sannyasis and red cloth brahmachari. For grihastha, they should live with them, no harm. But for sannyasis it has been good. And even a wooden statue of a lady, they should not touch. Otherwise they will finish, they will go to hell. Fish, you know fish? How they don't remember? I remember. How they catch a fish?
Agyanativaram dasyaganangana salakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai sri gurudevana vanchakalpatrubhyasya vipassanubhayojana patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Sri Gurudev wanted me to speak about fish. I remember this because I spoke about it in Badger. Maybe I forgot something, but fish, we can learn from the fish. Sage is telling here how we can learn from fish. Fish is very, very attached to taste, anything and everything which comes in the water. Yeah. And in that way, very easily, he is caught by the fishermen. So we learn from the fish that we should control our tongue. We should not go here and there, whatever we see, we with our eyes or we smell or we want to taste, we should take it. Otherwise, we will get caught and our spiritual life will be ruined. And we should learn to control our tongue. This is the teaching from the fish.
There was an arrow maker who was totally absorbed in making arrow. He was so absorbed that a marriage party with drum beating passing through. But he was so absorbed that he could not hear, he could not saw that marriage party. Anyone asked, have you seen a very big marriage party with drums went? Oh, I don't know. So, a sadhak, bhakti sadhak, be like that. Be one-pointed. If anything going on around him, he should not be there. Should not think about that or not see. Quite absorbed, one-pointed in Krishna. Always remembering the sweet pastimes of Krishna and Uttam Vaishnava. So, he told about 24 gurus. And he told that is why I have learnt all these things and follow. And that is why I am very happy and traveling in this world. After that, Krishna again began to tell him, oh, one kirtan, you too.
Hey, one announcement tomorrow, there is a fire sacrifice at 9:30 a.m. And all the devotees who have taken either Harinam initiation or Diksha, they should come there by 9:30 a.m. where Srila Gurudev is currently staying at that house. It will be done there in the lower part in the garage. And the men who have taken Diksha, they should be clean shaven if they're not already, unless they have some very important excuse that they cannot do that. So all devotees should be there by 9:30 a.m.
Oh, Tamal Krishna Prabhu, you should begin.
Hare Krishna.